Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
Indeed it is, week 9 of Understanding CBD. Gary Stein, Max Sobel, Stephen Wallman. Guys, how are you?
Fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. What a great host you've been, Gary.
Oh, what a great duo you've been.
Duo. Yeah. Interesting.
You're the dynamic duo.
You know, they always, you remember the people you're with through tough times, you know what I mean? And we got Noah back.
Noah, thank goodness.
Woo.
Looking better than ever, I
may
say.
Full disclosure, Noah was tested. He's good.
He's good. Noah's mask, by the way. Noah, you were an early adopter to the mask. And the mask looks good on Noah.
The last one he had, I think, was a hairnet that you made into a mask or something.
With like a little hole for the mouth. It's like
a towel.
So what you're saying is he has a good face for radio.
He does have a terrific face for radio. Hey, and so do we, by the
way.
We do. And so that's something that we all have in common.
Indeed.
We've made that decision.
100%.
410-922-6680 is our phone number here on Understanding CBD. That's 410-922-6680. This is week 9, and I bring that up, by the way, and we do have a lot to talk about today. One of the topics we haven't really talked about too much in the first 8 weeks was CBD and kids. Is it, a whole host of questions surrounding that. Is it safe? Is it good? Is it right? When? How old? You know, what are the risks? What are the benefits for, you know, all of that? And so that's going to be a big topic today.
Yeah, it's one of the top questions we get, right, Max?
That's right. How old are kids typically? That's my question.
That's right. You don't have any.
I don't have any kids.
Wow, interesting decision.
I love kids, but, you know.
He's got a dog kid, or what do you call him? Fur babies.
He's a dog.
Fur babies.
So that'll be a big topic today. Linda Rabinovich will join us. She's a local educator at a private school here, and she teaches third grade, if I'm not mistaken. And she's also a yoga instructor, and she's been dealing with kids she's very up on the CBD topic.
Absolutely. And speaking of fur babies, Linda and I just had fur babies.
Oh, you did?
We did. Oh. We did. Absolutely. Two beautiful puppies.
And I saw them.
We
that
talked
day.
About it. Yeah,
right, exactly.
That's right.
When
they're
you.
At the vet.
That's
right.
Exactly right. Well, you know what? As they say in our culture, mazel tov.
Thank you.
On that. And so Linda will join us at around 2:15, 2:20 this afternoon to talk about CBD and kids. Also, a couple other things that we do every week. We do the trivia question, which we're going to give to you in just a minute. We'll also do our mail sack segment.
Mail sack.
Nicely done. And Noah's back, so he's got some music and sound.
But he's just getting back, so.
Yeah,
he ended off last
much.
Time. Yeah.
He's a little slow today.
Yeah, you know. It's all good.
Also, another thing we wanted to discuss today, and we were just talking about it actually a minute ago, was we wanted to try to get feedback from the audience, from the WCBM listeners at 410-922-6680, about this show, about the content, about the subject of CBD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be making decisions in the next few weeks, as we always are, about the best methods with which to market ourselves and our product.
Yeah, we have a good story to tell, and we have a lot of people to reach.
So we wanted to, and one of the things we're going to be determining over the next 4 or 5 weeks is this good?
Right.
You know, does this show work? Do people want to hear it in this forum?
Let us know.
Right. We've grown up really over the last, 20 years, you know, with digital marketing. Right. And I think we're
and
all
pretty well
versed.
And that's Max's specialty. So looking at reports, even from like current day, like we take the radio show, put it on the podcast, Max uploads it and does all that. And we can see who's listening and get interaction and some feedback. With the radio, we get some calls on the show, which is great. We get emails. It's awesome. It's just a little different. So
yeah.
I don't know if there is a way for us to, you know, if you're listening.
Well, certainly.
And you want us to continue telling you guys stories about how CBD can impact your life in a positive way and answer questions and be interactive, let us know.
To be clear, we're not like Howard Stern. We're not getting paid. You have to do this. I mean, this is something out of our pocket.
It's an investment for us to speak to you.
Absolutely. So we want to know, is it worth it? Let us know. Let us know if you're enjoying any.
410-922-6680 is the contact number. And by the way, you can always call Max and Steven at 443-744. 443-2444. That's 443-743-2444. Direct line. They'll answer your questions. If you know anything comes up that you would like to know, place an order. Obviously, you can do that as well. And the WCBM coupon code,
right.
Which is WCBM.
And WCBM.
You'll get a, 10% off on that. So without further ado, though, let's get to the trivia question, which we do always in the first segment. I think, Max, you've got the trivia question today.
Yeah, but you got to set it up somehow. I mean, it's not going to be just like
well,
that.
We didn't tell Gary what the trivia question
is. Well, I don't know what I'm walking into
He doesn't
here.
Even know. Well, I'll set it up a little bit. So this episode is going to be discussing children. Mm-hmm. And when you think of children, Linda is a teacher, and she teaches third grade. She also teaches yoga. She does different lessons. So we're always talking about Max, like, hey, can we go to dinner here? Well, let me see if Linda has class, or let me see if she has a class here or there. And then from there.
All right. So one of my favorite movies in the world, I always ask the question to her, well, why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
So the trivia question is, what movie is that from or what actor it is?
Right, right. Either one is acceptable. But if you have any idea what that is and you live in my crazy warped world, then please call it in. Let us know.
All right. You got to do it. Do the impression one more time.
Okay. Well, give me something like, you know, you have class.
Gary, can you think of something?
Wait.
Let's say, Gary, can you come? I have a gym class to
go to. You know
what?
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. I've got a racquetball class this afternoon.
Well, why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
All right, there you go. My man.
There it is.
So.
What? Noah tried to guess?
Noah tried to guess. I think he's on it.
Noah, you're not eligible.
I think he's on it.
Yeah.
410-922-6680 is our number. Go ahead and try to answer that trivia question. What movie / and or what actor with that line of that Max just mentioned?
I like teachers. You do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
410-922-6680
is another
the
clue
number.
For you.
quick question for you guys. What do you guys think of the show? I mean, we've done it now. This is week 9. How are you enjoying this?
I never even imagined that I'd be speaking on AM talk radio ever in my life. But you know something? I enjoy it. I love coming in here. Stephen and I are always excited about being in here. We love to get our message out there, especially to the people that, you know, may not be reading everything on the internet or may not be, you know, trying all the products out
there. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's live. So there's no taking, no recording. We do a little prep, obviously, but it's real. It's what our life is about. It's things that come up weekly. It gives us some time together again to be outside and talk. And you guys are great guys, so I enjoy spending time
Keeps
with you.
Keeps me from using profanity. I have to really think about that on the radio.
Absolutely. Hey, that's a big deal, right?
I mean, absolutely.
We have to communicate. Use different words. Yeah. As Linda would always say, use your words.
Actually, you know, and we talked about this before we were on the air the first time, yeah. And I'm really proud of you because you had mentioned that profanity could be an issue. And it hasn't been an issue. We haven't had to use the dump button one time.
And we spent so many hours in a car together driving for years.
There's a dump button?
there indeed is a dump. Nah, I just told him, you know.
Well, how's it work? Are we on like a delay? Is that how this works?
I think it's a 7-second delay. Right, if I'm not mistaken. You know what? It could be 30 seconds. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Sometimes they catch
We're
it.
We're getting
sometimes
a ton of calls
don't.
Here, so if you think there might be some wrong answers, so if you guys think you may have an answer, you may want to call in now. I can see the phone's lighting up.
Absolutely. And again, the trivia question, Max, if you want to do the imitation again, and I'll set you up. I don't think I'm going to be able to come, Max, because I got a racquetball class this afternoon.
You know, why don't you call me sometime when you have no less?
Okay.
My favorite
Who
movie.
Said that? What movie / what actor? And what's the prize? We haven't said what the prize was.
We'll give you a shirt again.
A Max and Stevens t-shirt that says, heard of CBD? It has our nice logo on there, black t-shirt.
Most sizes still available. Large.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. That's
and point. Also, when you call, please be prepared to answer the question, should we continue? Do you guys get benefit out of this show? Do you like this type of format? You know, it's interesting that you said about digital marketing, etc., social media. I've been in radio for what, about 15, 20 years now, and I always thought and I always looked at radio, the interaction between caller and host, guest, caller and host, as the original social media.
That's right.
You know, that was the way that people interacted.
Right.
There's right?
And there's nothing fake about this.
Correct.
Right.
And so radio has always been a love of mine because of that. Uh-huh. And I see all the new social media, not new anymore, but all the, you know, the forms of social media out there. I'm like, yeah, it's all great. But let's not forget that originally it started with talk radio. That was the social. So 410-922-6680 is the number. I think we should try to answer the question because we do have a bunch of callers. So let's do it. Let's go to Pat in Ellicott City on line one. Pat, do you have an answer to our trivia question today? We're good.
Thornton Mellon said it to Diane when he's asking her out for a date and back to school.
My man.
Yeah.
1980s movie, my favorite.
Wow.
Loved
Rodney. What did you think of Max's impression of it? I guess you got it. So.
Well, Rodney's fairly easy, but because he is such an over. He's one of a kind.
Pat, do you have a Rodney Danger impression you'd like to, a Dangerfield impression you'd like to share with us?
Oh, no. Let's see. With a hat like that, I guess you get a free bowl of soup.
That's Caddyshack.
Thanks,
Caddyshack.
Pat. We'll get you a T-shirt. Let Noah know the size. Appreciate that.
Hey, Pat. Actually, before we let you go, what about the show? What do you like? How long have you been listening for?
I've listened to it once before. It's great.
Okay. I mean, is this topic of interest to you?
A bit. Yeah. I was, you know, never part of that. I'm just starting to get into that stuff because I've been so healthy throughout my whole life. Now that I have a couple of aches and pains, I'm thinking about some of that stuff.
Well, when you say that stuff, what do you mean exactly?
Like CBD.
CBD particularly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that's good information, Pat. I really appreciate it. And please spread the word if you don't mind. Hang on. Noah's going to get your info, and you'll get the shirt. Okay. Sounds good.
And we still have people on the line, so even though we've gotten a correct answer, if they do a good impression of Rodney Dangerfield, maybe we can give them something.
And let me throw this out there. We didn't mention that today is Stephen's birthday. One of the things that remember that. So we got here, and we were talking ahead of time, and we had a trivia question all lined up, and he said, you know what? Pump the brakes on that original trivia question. We're going to do something that you and I have fun with because it is his birthday, and we want to say happy birthday to Steve. I want you
Max.
To know this, that it's very difficult in life to find a good business partner, to find any business partner, really. And I've had the privilege of being business partners with Steven for a long time now. He's my brother. He's my, we spend all our time, well, not recently, obviously, but a better guy you will not know and a better guy you will not meet. So personally, happy birthday, brother. This is from me to you and my family to you.
Thank you, Max. I love you, brother. Thank
you. Hey, so let me just recap here. Max Obel, your birthday, 420.
Naturally.
Steve Wallman, your birthday, 426.
That's correct.
Did you guys, and that's like crazy, too, right there.
It's not like it comes up in conversation ever with guys, right? It's not like I say, hey, Max, when's your birthday?
Right, totally.
Right, guys, you know.
You know, it came up, well, I don't know, probably after a couple years we've known each other. Well, not that long. But
now, now you've got me sitting in front of a microphone on his birthday, so what do you expect? You know, yeah. You even get a Rodney impression.
Anything special going on for your birthday today?
The radio. Show. I had a they do those drive bys. I had my family came by with the drive. Have you seen them on they drive by parties and they honk?
Right.
My family surprised me yesterday with a drive by and we social distanced and celebrated. It was great.
Anything special for dinner?
Tonight will be last night. I don't want to mention the company, but we do a local business. We normally cook at home. Linda's a great chef. We work great well in the kitchen. We did a local business support on Saturday. We do that every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Went to a new one yesterday. Came back at home, was very disappointed. It was the first time I actually felt like I was in a pandemic with the shortage of food.
Wow.
It was a family meal, and we have six, seven kids with us. You know, total six, seven
now,
people.
Now, is this a blended family?
My kids, her kids, and then Taylor's boyfriend, Scott.
Scott.
Did you guys have to, like, take a meatball and
split it into eight pieces?
But yeah,
I did. We split the meatball and the bread. I felt terrible. We had to heat up other food.
That's unbelievable.
And I was cleaning up in the kitchen still, you know.
You had to make sandwiches in addition? Or?
Yeah, I was just disappointed, but thank you.
Sorry.
Tonight is
that.
Pizza and wings. And
there you go.
Yeah.
410-922-6680 is the number. We'll take a break here. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll delve into the topic with CBD and kids. Is it appropriate? How appropriate? What would it be used for? What are the risks? What are the benefits? We'll talk about it when Understanding CBD continues right after this.
Now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Really appropriate, Noah. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Noah.
And
he played
you
Happy
just,
Birthday.
Couldn't you just listen to the Beatles forever?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there Love is just that. Not one day. I tell you this real quick before we get to Linda. There was a survey that I saw online, age groups, and the number one band for kids 18 to, well, kids, I say people, 18 to 34. 18 to 34.
The Beatles?
The Beatles.
Really? Mm. They know who they are.
Correct. Not only do they know who they are, they're the number one band for kids 18 to 34.
Did they pick out of a list, or did they just choose out of their
choice,
mind?
Were there only two choices?
I don't think so.
I mean, nothing against the Beatles. But
I love the Beatles, but, you know, I didn't think.
18 to 34, that's a younger.
I got a guest lined up. I was going to have Rod Barrowy call in for it, but I wasn't sure if he was going to be available.
That would just make my day. Rod Barrowy, wish me happy birthday.
I was listening to him right before this.
410-922-6680 is our number here. Understanding CBD with Max Sobel and Stephen Wallman. I'm Gary Stein. We're joined now, actually, by, and I think this is just a fascinating topic. We've talked a lot about how CBD relates necessarily to Parkinson's disease, and we're going to talk about arthritis in the future, and just all kinds of uses and why not, and everything. We've never really talked about kids and CBD. Huh? Is it appropriate? And a lot of the same questions that we talk about with adults and CBD are certainly appropriate to talk about with kids and CBD. So, on that note, joining us now is Linda Rabinovich. I hope I pronounced it right, Linda. She's an educator, local, private school, deals with young kids, third graders. She's also a yoga instructor. And she's here to talk a little bit about what she thinks, what she knows, as it relates to kids and CBD. Linda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much.
And yay.
She sounds good on the radio.
She does. Can you wish Stephen a happy birthday, by the way, before we get underway?
I would love to do that. Happy birthday, Stephen.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Oh, me too.
We're all blushing.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
You
so
know
happy
what,
you can make it today. I've been wanting to have Linda on the show the whole time and just trying to figure out when, you know, was the right time. And this topic is something that she is just so passionate about. So it couldn't be a better day for it and to have Linda on the show and actually to talk about something that's really important to her.
And before we get started with Linda, I want you to know, Stephen, I'm looking at you right now. You really are blushing.
I feel it. My face is flushed.
Absolutely.
So, Linda, you don't have to tell us what school you work at. Obviously, it's a private school and you don't have to tell us. But tell us about just your professional experience with kids, and then we'll kind of slide into the CBD conversation.
Happy to do that. So I've been a classroom for 20 years. I'm a certified specialist as well, and I've been a tutor for over 20 years. I got really interested in brain-based learning after becoming a mom, and my younger son had some developmental struggles with language learning and speech. And dealing with the pediatricians and therapists, I wasn't getting kind of answers I wanted or the kind of progress I was hoping for. So I started doing a lot of research on my own. I got involved in research and multiple intelligences, and I went with my younger son to New York to the NYU Study Center, and he was like a volunteer patient and I was interned. So I got to learn a lot about how the brain works and how children learn. And later on in life, that led me to being open to alternative therapies and learning about different solutions to problems. And when I heard about CBD, I became really curious because it was so new.
And it was my company, and I just started it, and she was really excited to meet me. We actually met at a yoga class. But so she has studied on how to mess your child up, so she does it intentionally.
Brain-based.
Brain-based mess-ups, right?
Right, well.
It's deliberate.
Every parent's privilege is messing up their child in their own unique way. So I have given my kids CBD with great success, and I've used it myself for sleep issues and anxiety. Not that I have anxiety, but, you know, sometimes I do.
Like, you don't know.
Sure. Well, this quarantine situation has been stressful in moments, but we can stick with the kids, or I can tell you about our personal great successes.
Well, let's talk about the kids, because that is your true passion. I know we'll make some fun conversations about other stuff with the kids. And I know you have so many stories, but I'll really set up on why I really wanted Linda to come on, because when I met her, it was actually November 11th I don't know, a couple years ago, 3 years ago or
he
so.
He remembers the date.
11-11. It was a special day.
You know, no comment. This is great.
We met in a yoga class, right? So we were both in our Zen place. All, you know, it was a hot yoga class, looking our best, right, at
hot
the end.
Yoga class.
I've only looked worse during quarantine.
So anyway, we met, and it was great. But at that time was when Max and I had just started traveling, looking for hemp farmers and processors, and it was the early days. So at that point, you know, I was just another person that said, hey, yeah, I have a dream of a hemp CBD company, but she has been in a critical role through the process. But marrying what she's learned through the process with me about CBD, her knowledge with her own kids, but as an educator, and what I think is really important is for our audience to hear her perspective as an educator teaching young children, and she's been doing that for a number of years. And just because I hear it from her daily and understand the progression over the years, just to give people a perspective, really what's happening with our children and how CBD can play a role.
Right. So maybe thinking about CBD as an alternative therapy for some of the struggles that kids have in school and outside of school, like socially. We all have heard about AD and the uptick in the diagnosis of AD, but we're also learning now that AD doesn't happen in isolation. It's often connected to anxiety and depression, as well as oppositional defiant disorder, and all of that manifests as behavioral issues at school and at home, and both the children and the rest of their family, the parents, struggle with how to deal with the symptoms of this condition and the related conditions. A lot of kids are on really strong prescription medications to treat the symptoms of ADHD or anxiety and depression. And what we see over the years is one pill leads to another pill. So you might start off with a medication to treat one diagnosis, let's say, but then that causes an inability to sleep, insomnia. So then a child will be put on another pill to help them. And then they'll be put on a third pill to help them wake up, and maybe a fourth pill for the depression. That
now, is this just like, just to give some people a perspective, like, is it one or two kids, you know, like 5%? If you had to just take a random guess of how prevalent this is, to give Gary, because I'm not sure Gary and Max is. Yeah, Max, you know a lot about kids, right?
Yeah, I know a ton about kids.
Well, it's hard to put a percentage on it in any given school or community. You can't really give a percentage. You often don't know. But over the years, I've sat through countless meetings and read countless reports and evaluations from neuroeducational psychologists and coaches that help kids and families deal with these things. And all the advice is good advice, and we have to look at these issues holistically. The piece that is troubling to me is the high prevalence of young children on powerful drugs that affect them long-term. And CBD has been shown to help with some symptoms related to things like ADHD, so it may not be the only treatment, but it can be an effective tool in your toolbox as a family for helping kids with struggles.
And we're talking with Linda
Rabinovich.
Linda Rabinovich.
You know, at least he didn't beef our names.
I saw the build-up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
that.
That
was nice.
Hey, this is live radio, right?
I love it. It's
I love
the best.
Too.
But she
guys
is
have
a,
no idea what we deal with here.
What is she, Gary? Gary, what is she? Wait, listen.
She is a local elementary school educator. Is that right? I said
that's
that right.
Right. Yes.
And she joins us here on Understanding CBD. So let me ask you, though, Linda, I'm not going to say your last name. You don't talk to other parents. I mean, or do you talk to other parents about this? And if you do, what kind of reaction do you get?
So a lot of parents are surprisingly open to alternative strategies and treatments. There's something called compassionate use of cannabis, and it can be cannabis in the form of medical marijuana, but also where I heard you asking earlier, is there an age where you can start? So parents are open to using CBD, but there are a lot of questions about when and how much and what for. And some of that is trial and error, and also finding the right that you can trust, that you know what's in the bottle, that you can be confident in giving to your child. But parents are very open to trying things because they're aware of the consequences of these medications. And
especially now that they're spending so much time with them.
Yeah, this is like probably challenging for parents more than kids right now. Trying to do school at home and trying to schedule, trying to keep bedtime and mealtime when it feels like there is no real time right now. So
I hear NyQuil.
NyQuil has a rebound effect.
PM.
If you're already a little hyper, you will be quite.